Here is cable news at 12 noon with John K. Chappell, for 21 years, the Bay Area's leading newscaster. Brought to you by Homeowners Service Group, the modern-day clearinghouse for home repairs that protect you, the homeowner. And now, Mr. Chappell.
Thank you. A very pleasant good afternoon, friends. Well, on the weather side, clear this afternoon, except for the high fog near the ocean. High for today, San Francisco, 65. Oakland, 70. San Mateo, 73. San Rafael, 77 degrees. High fog late tonight and tomorrow morning. Fair tomorrow afternoon. From Miami, this report, the Weather Bureau ordered hurricane warnings posted on the Florida Keys this morning from Key Largo to Key West. An advisory said hurricane winds would hit the Keys by late tomorrow morning. Cuba might get it. The Weather Bureau said it is emphasizing that this is a very severe hurricane, that all precautionary measures should be continued. Meantime, the residents of South Florida, warned by both radio and television, are taking plenty of precautions. The stores report a run of such items as candles, flashlights, emergency food supplies, and bottled water. The Air Force has ordered 90 of the B-47s flown from Homestead Air Base south of Miami to the state of Kansas. The 10,000 residents of the air base will move into the concrete barracks and other stormproof buildings if the storm hits tomorrow morning. Key West's only link with the mainland is the overseas highway, which includes 50 bridges up to 7 miles long. In Rome, a brilliant third leg by Ohio State's Glenn Davis supplied the margin today as the United States swept to victory in the Olympic 1600-meter relay in heavy rain. The United States victory was the 31st gold medal of the games for the United States. However, Russia was drawing very close with 28. The Pennsylvania Railroad has rejected the so-called rock-bottom offer by Michael Quill, head of the striking Transport Workers Union. No further details at this time. A Marine Corps gunnery sergeant was taken off the 17th floor ledge of a Market Street Bank of America building in San Francisco this morning after threatening for about 90 minutes to jump. The man carried credentials identifying himself as Marine Sergeant George O'Neill, 39 years of age. He was in the Marine Corps for 17 years. His wife resides in Southern California, and he told the crowd of 500 people gathered below him, "I am not an exhibitionist." He drank a cup of coffee this morning, stripped off his coat as he sat on the ledge. He first appeared on the ledge at 9 o'clock this morning, came inside of the building at 10:25. A spokesman at the Oakland Naval Hospital this noon said O'Neill was transferred to the hospital from Japan for psychiatric observation. That was on June 19th. Then on July 25th, he was transferred to the Marine Corps barracks at TI, Treasure Island, for return to duty. A three-alarm fire early this morning in Haywood destroyed the Block Furniture Store, 22405 Main Street. Damage, $100,000. Now, to whom it may concern, I will address the Women's Civic Club of Oakland this afternoon at 1:30 at the famous Luigi's Restaurant, 200 Broadway. Friends, how would you like to have reliable home maintenance and repair service at your command, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, service that you knew you could get quickly at all times, whether it's a TV man or a plumber, an electrician or an exterminator? You can have this service through Homeowners Service Group, a clearinghouse for home repairs. You simply dial one telephone number, day or night, get prompt, guaranteed home maintenance and repair service from more than 150 local firms, all carefully screened, carefully selected by Homeowners Service Group. Membership in this very unique organization is nominal. Only $10 a year. A small price indeed to pay for the peace of mind it will give you. If you need help with home repairs or for any further information without obligation, call Homeowners Service Group following this broadcast. Thornwall, T-H, Thornwall 3, 1475. Let me repeat that. Thornwall 3, 1475. Thank you. On the international level, and then a few more local items. The editors and the publishers from all parts of the country agreed today, as I have for many, many years for that matter, that events all over the globe, from the Congo to Beijing, have become local stories for the modern newspaper. In this fast shrinking world, the old time distinction between local, national, and foreign news is being wiped out by the realization that even the most distant event may gravely affect the lives of all Americans. Meantime, Communist China has demanded the United States sign a joint statement favoring withdrawal of all United States armed forces from Formosa and the Straits as a price for admission of United States newspaper men to the Communist Chinese mainland. In the Congo, the Prime Minister has demanded the immediate withdrawal of the United Nations troops from that area. And at the United Nations in New York, the United Nations Secretary General has blasted the Soviet Union's intervention in the Congo. He said certain assistance from the outside to the rival factions in Africa is undermining all of the United Nations attempts to restore peace and order. And in Havana, diplomatic circles in Havana, Cuba said that Fidel Castro will show up at the UN General Assembly at about the same time as Khrushchev. The diplomats believe a primary purpose of Fidel Castro's trip will be to confer with Khrushchev. They believe also Khrushchev will later visit Havana, Cuba, on his way home from New York. Argentina this morning called home its ambassador to Cuba. That's from the international level. Now, from Richmond, this report, California's 110th birthday party will open today with an atmosphere reminiscent of the very colorful gold rush days of 1850. The party will go on for 3 days, a fact that would have pleased the fun-loving gold miners who traded days of toil with a pick and shovel for a good time in town. The big parade comes tomorrow at 10 a.m. down McDonald Avenue. Well, the Alameda Contra Costa Transit District prepared today to take over the Key System Transit Line's bus operations come October the 1st, as scheduled, despite a bitter hassle about ordering 250 new buses. The Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal on the taxpayer suit challenging the legality of the bond issue. The district earlier was upheld in the District Court of Appeals. At Piedmont, a general fund tax proposal, which would raise the present $1.85 limit to $2.35, will be one of the two charter amendments on the November 8th general election ballot. The 17-ton steel girder was hoisted to the very top of two 30-foot-high concrete piers today in Martinez to mark the start of the superstructure work on the $34 million Martinez-Benicia Bridge project. Friends, here is news of a new kind of service for every homeowner. But first, permit me to ask these questions, will you please? What would you do if you woke up at 3 in the morning, found that a water pipe had broken? Who would you call if you wanted a ceramic tile sink or your chimney repaired? If you are a member of Homeowner Service Group, you make only one telephone call for everything. Homeowner Service Group is a clearinghouse for home repairs. You phone one number, day or night, 7 days a week, for prompt service by carefully selected local firms. Homeowners is a member of the Associated Home Builders of the Greater East Bay, as well as the Home Improvement Council. Friends, if you need help with home repairs, or for any further information without obligation, following this broadcast, call Homeowners Service Group, Thornwall 3, 1474. Thornwall, TH, 31475. That's the telephone number. Once more, Thornwall 3, 1475. Thanks again. This is John K. Chapel wishing you and yours until 7:30 tomorrow morning a very pleasant good afternoon, friends.
This has been Cable News at 12 noon with John K. Chapel. For 21 years, the Bay Area's leading newscaster. Brought to you by Homeowners Service Group, the modern-day clearinghouse for home repairs. For further information about Homeowners Service Group, phone Thornwall 3-1475.